This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The race for governor is heating up, and some of the candidates are actively wooing the women's vote.
I don't view women as a special interest. I view them as Louisiana's interest, with an absolutely deserving right to sit at every table with equal pay for equal work.
Scott Unschel's trying desperately to be in the runoff with David Vitter at this point, and he's appealing to women.
UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says despite the campaign commercial, Unschel has waffled when asked by reporters about legislation that would require equal pay.
He wants a friendly, nicer campaign that appeals to women, but at the same time, he doesn't want to forsake what he sees as his base, which is conservative. So he's trying to play both sides against the middle on this particular issue.
Jay Darden is speaking to women's groups as often as possible.
It's kind of natural to him to reach out in the way that he's reaching out. The real question is that going to pay off at the ballot box? And right now, it's certainly not being reflected in polls.
Cross says what is showing up in the polls is a growing gender gap in support for Vitter.
Women voters are much less likely to support Vitter than men voters are, even if they are Republicans.
He believes that's because of the 2007 D.C. Madam scandal, which Vitter admitted as, quote, a serious sin.
I think it's got some longevity with women. There was something about the serious sin that really stuck in the craw of women, and I think it had to do with the double standard and the wife would just have to put up with it.
54% of Louisiana's registered voters are women. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.